Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Earlbeck, and she's the Cass County Extension Youth Coordinator. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. It's pancake time. And, you know, a lot of us like breakfast for dinner.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you're hoping there's a lot more people who'd like to have breakfast for dinner. And when is that happening?
That is happening Thursday, March 26th from 5 to 7:30 at the Cass County Community Center.
So that's tonight.
Yes.
Hey, whatever you had planned to eat tonight, scratch that if you had something planned, because you can just come out and
enjoy pancakes and sausage and juice or coffee from the Cass County 4-H'ers.
Okay. And it's as many as you want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll put two or three on your plate, whatever, and then go back for more.
Yes.
And you don't have to stand in line when you go back.
Nope, not usually. No. They're pretty quick about getting those pancakes flipped off of there. The pancake man is great at that.
So this is a fundraiser. What's the price?
The price, $6 per plate and $4 for youth 6 and under.
So remember, this is a fundraiser, so you get your dinner and then you can help out the 4-H program,
mm-hmm.
because this is sponsored by the 4-H Endowment Committee. Now, why is it necessary to raise, well, necessary, maybe that's not quite correct. Why is it a really good idea to raise money for the 4-H program?
So to be a 4-H'er across the state of Iowa, it costs $30. And in Cass County, the Cass County 4-H Endowment and the Cass County Extension Council decided to cover that cost for our 4-H'ers. So it is free to be a 4-H member in Cass County for our 4-H families. But somebody has to pay that $30. So a portion of the money that is made at the pancake supper goes towards that program development fee for our 4-H'ers here, as well as other programs like Clover Kids and STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, some of those STEM programs, and graduating senior scholarships, out-of-county leadership opportunities for our 4-H'ers. There's lots of different things that the money for the endowment goes to, and one of the main ones is that $30 program development fee.
All right, good. Good to know that you can join 4-H and not have to put your fee out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and can kids join 4-H right now? I mean, I usually think of fall.
Yes, you can join 4-H anytime throughout the year in Cass County. So I recommend if you have some sort of interest to either contact the Extension Office to get a list of 4-H clubs, or just ask if you know a 4-H leader, just ask if you can come and, you know, visit some of their meetings and then join. You can join anytime throughout the year.
Great. And they're scattered throughout the county, so there's probably one close to wherever you happen to live.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, you know, there's just so many opportunities when you're in 4-H. It used to be cows and cooking.
Yep.
We're way past that. Whatever the interest is, there's a place.
Exactly.
Right?
We still have those cows and cooking.
Right.
But there's also some of those other opportunities. Really, if you have any sort of interest, there's probably something in 4-H, from bugs to cooking to woodworking, you know, really anything, home improvement. There's something there in 4-H.
Something there, whatever. And I guess to expand, it may be something that no other member is interested in. That's okay.
Yes.
You have an individual project. So.
Yep. And it's really neat to see those projects from that individual person that has that interest. I know that there's some 4-H'ers out there that have an individual interest, and that sparks others to get interested in that project.
That's
as well.
True.
Yeah. So it's kind of a, you have a slight interest, and that could just grow into something bigger.
Excellent. Now, one of the things that's going to be happening at this evening, in addition to eating pancakes and seeing some 4-H'ers, I understand there'll be some 4-H club displays.
Yes. So some of our 4-H clubs put together basically a poster board of the activities they do throughout the year. Whether it's a community service project activity, maybe it's a fun recreation activity they do, but they put those displays together, and then we have them on display at the pancake supper. And then our youth council also puts together a slideshow of pictures from out the year of 4-H'ers in action. So maybe it's a community service project they're doing, maybe it's a countywide activity like Mardi Gras or county convention. They're on that slideshow. You can kind of see a snapshot of 4-H throughout the year in Cass County.
You bet. And you've mentioned community service a couple of times, but you just mentioned Mardi Gras. And that, you know, it's put on by 4-H'ers,
mm-hmm.
but it's for everybody.
Yes.
And you just completed that a couple weeks ago.
Yes. A couple Sundays ago, we held the our annual 4-H Mardi Gras event. And every single club in the county, as well as our youth council, had a booth there. And the booths vary from from food stands to Plinko to Ring Toss to a 4-H jail. Anything really, creativity is the key there. So
things that we probably haven't even thought of.
Yes.
And I'm guessing there was a lot of fun going on.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. And I think this year was a very successful year for everybody that was involved. It was a lot of fun.
Good, good. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about the endowment committee itself. How many members are there? How do you become a member?
So the endowment started in 2002, and it started because there was a need in Cass County for to help with some of those fees that we have in 4-H. And it started back then, and at the time when it started, there were 5 members on the committee, and now we still have 5 members on the committee. And they just kind of help with the direction of the program. They give ideas as well as they help cover those costs for some of those activities and events that we do.
So if somebody was interested in being a member, they just come and see you and say,
yeah, that would be great. You know, we're always, we are rotating them out every year. So they serve a 3 to 4 year term. And then we rotate them out. So we're always, you know, we're always looking for members and always looking for ideas that we could do to promote 4-H in the endowment in Cass County.
Is this the major function of the endowment committee, or do they have some other, you know, you said they're giving ideas, but mm-hmm. do they have any other events?
This is primarily the time when the endowment is very visible during the Pancake Supper. This is their main fundraiser. You can donate to the endowment anytime throughout the year, but a lot of donations come in during this time because they're very visible during the Pancake Supper.
Now, you mentioned also that there's a silent auction, and you have, just give us a couple of ideas.
So the silent auction, we have community businesses that donate, as well as our 4-H clubs donate different items. So this year on our silent auction, we have something for everybody for sure. We have lawn Yahtzee. There's an Atlantic jacket. There is a nature photo. There's a quilted handmade wall hanging. We have a Yeti cooler. We have a handmade toy barn. So there's lots of different things on the auction that are really neat to bid on.
Yeah, you bet. I some years ago bought a bench that one of the clubs made, and it's still there on my deck. I just, you know, I appreciate that all the time. So there's something there, as you say, that you might want to use and just put in your household, or sometimes it's eat it up, right?
Yes. Last year we had some pies on there, and they tasted absolutely wonderful.
So one of the things I'm thinking about, too, between the displays and the auction and seeing the 4-Hers there, you know, so often we think of the time to see 4-H in action is at the county fair, which is great. But here's another time.
Yes. You know, I think we're very fortunate in Cass County. We do provide a few opportunities to see 4-Hers in action. And it may be an individual club working for a community service project, or the countywide event like Mardi Gras or the Pancake Supper. But this is, like you said, another opportunity to come out and see 4-Hers in action, interact with them, you know, ask them questions, ask them, you know, what they do in 4-H. A lot of our 4-Hers are more than welcome to share their 4-H story and share why they're in 4-H and what their favorite thing about 4-H is.
Just in a minute, also want to mention, this is Extension Week.
Yes, it is. Yes,
and so if you haven't been in the Extension office for a while, it might be a good time to stop by.
Stop on out. We have lots of resources related to families, gardening, agriculture, youth development, anything you can think of. We probably have something related at the Extension office.
And if you don't have it there, you can find it.
Yes.
So let's remind folks, Beth, that about eating pancakes tonight.
Yes, tonight at the Cass County Community Center from 5 to 7:30. The cost is $6 per plate, and you can go back as many times as you'd like. And then $4 for 6 and under youth.
All right. So come out, have a good time, and visit with folks. Visit with 4-Hers. Visit with other people there. Have some good pancakes. And, you know, there's always choice of syrups and all that kind of good stuff, you know. So come on out to the Cass County Community Center. Have a good evening. And support the 4-H and youth program. Until next time, here's a thought. In addition to saying thanks to you, Beth Erlbeck, who is the Cass County Youth Coordinator, we want to give you something to think about. The less a person knows, the more sure he is that he knows everything.